Welcome, listeners, to the final arc of Volume 1 of Fictional Heroism, or the last arc for the Aberrant Adventures feed. We're rebranding and essentially releasing new feeds specifically for campaigns that we'll be updating in seasons to make it a little easier for people to keep track of the games they want to listen to and not have to necessarily wait while we switch campaigns, if that makes sense. Special thanks to Adam of Fun and Stowers, who edited this episode as well as produced the new music for Fictional Heroism Going On that you should be hearing in a little bit. If you enjoyed our shows, you should also be checking out the network we're a part of, the Fun and Stowers Network, whose promo will be playing next, and then we'll be on to the show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. On the frontier of the internet is a new website being constructed called FunInstallersNetwork.com, where they install fun directly into your brain, where they do collaborations with other creators, such as video game reviews, podcast episodes, art galleries, and they even do little game master tips for you who like tabletop role-playing games. So make sure to go over to FunInstallersNetwork.com and tell them that this really cool radio guy sent ya. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, whatever it may be.
Welcome, listeners, back to Dungeons & Pop, Fictional Heroism, Serious, Sears, Straight, and I said it all once in one go. Hey, oh!
Let's go!
You got the important part.
Mm-hmm. And I have my lovely players with me today. Hey, everyone, want to give a quick, hi? How do you do? As a certain bushy mustache guy would say.
Sure.
Top to bottom. Let's go.
Alphabetical right, order.
That makes mm-hmm. me first, yes. Hi, yes. This is Andrew. I am from the Thornvale podcast, where I play a character named Bjorn, and here I am playing a cartoon cat named Wily Meowser.
I it's your turn now.
All right, what's
ABC?
What's good? It's your lovable Brian Squidman. I'm the GM from Int Infinite Nerdium. You love it, you know it. I run Cyber City, Romance of the Three Kingdoms. I also play Kato in Adventures with Attitude. But today, I'm playing Raj, and Raj has dropped it all. Raj is calling himself Requiel. Don't you dare get his name wrong. I'm done.
I thought you said Raj has dropped Trow for a second.
Oh, no.
And he's done this as well.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I am Cap. You can find me on the podcast Shrimp and Crits, playing a litany of characters. Today, I'm going to be playing one of those characters, Ari Green.
This is Sean. I'm the keeper. I just realized I should have said that at the beginning, so I'd be off the list. I'll be playing all the threats to our players and all the lovely NPCs that Eric Sergestrom helped me make for this arc, as for this technically season one finale of Fictional Heroes. That's how big it is.
That Ooh. Monster. So he's the one yeah. I'm the. Okay, I'll remember this for our next Cyber City session. I'll get back at him.
Jason's muted.
Unfortunately. Oh, no.
Sorry, my wife was asking me about my breakfast.
That sounds, yeah.
Which,
you need that.
Shout out to having a wife who cares enough to make you breakfast. It's fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Jason. I am the GM for Memester of the Week, and today I'm playing Alexander Bishop, the former demonic, now chosen, And we both go by he, him pronouns.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Hi, I'm River. I don't really have a home right now. You can mostly find me over on Fun Installers, where I've played the character I'll be playing today, Teddy Maxwell. Over there, she was a crooked. Over here, she is a spellslinger. And I use they, them pronouns, and Teddy uses she, her.
Alrighty then. And I we had a lot of stuff happen last session.
We did.
Met some new friends, had some new enemies. Who'd like to give a try at the recap?
I'll give it a shot. So last time, we found ourselves in the middle of a suburban street with a van that had been recently cut in half and figuring out that the creature that we were tracking down seemed to be parasitic in nature. They seemed to be starting to take over people and their like primary vessel ended up being the plush toy of a mouse. We ended up going to the convention center that we had found that Ari Green would be apparently working at for whatever reason. While outside, we noticed that someone was protesting the convention center. And so somehow the most normal among us, Raj, went over to talk to this protester and see what was going on with them, why they were doing this. While the rest of us entered the convention center, we ended up going and finding Mr. Green at a booth where he was apparently working for this company and litigiously upholding their copyright. Going so far as to call Wily Meowser a cheap cosplay when he
himself.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It wasn't your fault.
Wily was deeply confused and concerned by the issue of copyright ownership, considering that this is his personage. and then subsequently realized, oh, they own me. Which is deeply upsetting for any person. We eventually dispelled whatever magic was making Ari Green think that he was working for this company. Mostly through the magic of him realizing that he had not actually been paid. Mm-hmm. Because that'll workers deserve to be paid. And you should be paid for your labor.
Yes.
My wife is judging me because she just realized I've had two coffees today.
It's shocking how many of my games end up with, like, labor rights discussions.
Mm-hmm. While outside, Raj discovered that this protester, while somewhat misguided, did have a genuine reason to protest because their son had disappeared while taking, I believe, a factory tour of this facility where they were making these plush toys.
Which was inside the same Sears that was being used as a convention center.
Yes, we were at the combination Sears factory convention center. And also, I think, a Taco Bell.
Obviously. Gotta cover all your bases, you know?
Yeah, gotta cover all your bases. Gotta get that brand synergy going. Raj realizing that this is not just a matter of, like, something being weird, but that, like, a child was in danger and had been kidnapped, essentially, got serious and dropped the old man act. And started just pursuing the lead, as it were. I'm really trying to get all the details.
I think you're doing a good job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Virtually, After some shenanigans with disguises and Teddy living up to their name, and then going back to their normal form, we saw someone in a large mouse mascot suit leading a parade of people towards the front, and realized Raj was about to get into a like genuine scrap with this person. And so we went through and we started to engage with this, realizing that like, oh, many of the people at this convention are infected by this rodent. And there's something going on inside of this mascot suit. After having a brief meetup with Raj, Alexander went to the back of the mascot suit and was able to like unzip it and pull out a child who was very upset, and get them to run back over to Wiley as they turned around. And now we have the Rat King bearing down on us, and the situation is not the best. Could not the better. Worst possible situation, but definitely not the optimal one.
Yeah. I think as we go, the camera comes back onto the scene, you see this. You can still see inside the suit where it's just these gaggle of plush mice, like the ones you've seen, but tied together in some kind of like almost symbiotic, eldritch way, like they're somehow forming a human body out of how many are inside this thing. And you see 11 people with glowing red eyes writhing, something writhing on their back as you guys had last time managed to cast a spell to hold the Mouse Pirate King in. You would cast a spell to hold the Mouse Pirate King in, basically lock him up with magic to hold him, but it didn't do anything about the other people infected. And like I said, you definitely have 11 bearing down on 11 half hostages, half threats bearing down on you guys. What do you do?
So these are the people that have been infected, so to speak, is the word I'll use.
Yeah, these are at least these are the ones in the general area. You're not sure. I want to say you're not sure how many are actually infected inside this convention, but these are definitely the ones you're aware of.
Okay.
So there's 11 infected people heading in our direction.
Yep. And the mouse pyre is, I think as you're watching, he's starting to break free, but he's still contained by your spell. Yeah. Arieri.
So, I don't really want to kill all of these infected people. Is that something that you people do? We can try to banish this curse from them, or really anything else would be better than just killing 11 innocent people who have been overtaken, correct?
Yeah, I'm with him on this one. We don't need to kill these people.
They're just here for a convention and perhaps some Taco Bell. And that's not a crime.
I think you just get a nod from Wiley, because right now he's trying to like console this child that has been sent over his way. So he's like not verbally confirming, but he just kind of nods when you ask this question.
Oh, hey, let me get that child out of here if that's something that you would prefer.
Sorry. No, I've got that. And he goes back to just trying to like make the kid focus on him and not everything going on in the background. I think he's trying to lead. Is the kid's mother still around?
There's no sign of the kid's mother at the moment.
Oh, okay. I mean, if
you want to look around, you might be able to.
Definitely would, because like his goal is to get the kid out of the situation, because the kid has been like sent his way, and hopefully he'd be able to get the child to his mother. You know, that'd be ideal. So I think he's looking for that first.
Roll me read a bad situation.
All right. That's a 10.
All right. A 10. I forgot to pull up the consolidated sheet.
They're all good. I'm not even sure. I'm on my wife's computer. I'm not sure where it is on this one side. I've also forgotten to bring it up.
All right, here you go. Okay, so on read a bad situation, out of 10, you hold 3 and you have the following options. What's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable? And what's the best way to protect the victim?
All right, I think the first question is my priority is to protect this child. So what is the best way to protect the victim?
Okay, so I think you look around. And here's the thing, Wiley. Your eyes kind of focused on one of the thralls heading towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And you look down at the kid, and then you look up at this woman. And I think you realize for a moment, to your horror, that you're pretty sure you're looking at this kid's mother, and they are a threat right now.
Okay, so cannot get the child to the mother. So, is the answer then the best way is not to get the child to their mother?
Yeah, I would say then I think if you're panicking, you're looking around us, you do notice these thralls seem to be focused around the mouse fire thing. Mm-hmm. You guys could probably retreat, maybe regroup, but it's definitely getting the best way to protect this kid is you got to get him someplace safe. Maybe. You might even have more information, too, when you think about it. Because, you mean,
he was inside the thing. So.
Yeah, I was inside the thing. So this is like this is getting this kid to safety. The best way is to find someplace safe to regroup.
Okay. Let's see here. Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
I think something. Okay. Oh. Okay, that one, I have a good one for that. I think as you're looking around, you start to notice you're not sure where they are, but more of the toys, some of the toys that are on the counters around you guys are missing. You're not sure where they are, but it's definitely less figures on the booths all around you, so you're pretty sure there's more of the little ones running around, but you're just not sure where they are.
All right. And then let's see here. My last question. I need to take a brief moment to pause. Susanna is walking in the room. She's just 3D printed a giant D20, and she's very excited about it and needs to show it to me. So I apologize. Here you go. Okay. So then my third question is, let's see here. What are the questions again?
What's your best way in? What's your best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
I know the obvious answer. What's my best way out? What's the best way to get to a safe place?
I think if you're looking at these things, you get the idea. I think you're just thinking about it. These things are probably, even though they're being taken over and they may have seemed stronger, when you've watched them, they seem very strong in this big mouse pirate thing. I mean, this thing just threw you like a couple of feet just by hitting you like a golf ball. But you get the sense that the thralls they're still human. It's parasitic, but it's not actually making them be any, if that makes sense. It's not like being like a, bitten by a vampire or something. They're just probably, your best guess is probably they probably have a lot, lack of pain, and that's it. So if you could cause like a distraction, like if someone could, like a cloud or something, anything that's like a loud distraction that would throw off a human being, you probably, you guys could probably get away.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So just to kind of sum that all up, then Wily thinks it's best for us to run away and regroup right now. We can do that by causing a loud distraction. And I know that there's some toys that are missing from some of the displays that we can see maybe through like the entrance and stuff. So we have to be careful about that, too.
Yeah, basically, your best bet is to run, get away. Some kind of distraction. These things are. Basically, these things are a threat because there's so many of them.
Okay. Then I think Wily's just going to kind of shout out to the whole group. He's just going to say, there's a lot of them out here. I think it's probably best if we kind of retreat for the time being. Probably shouldn't be stuck out here in the middle of them. And then he thinks about some of the other things he's noticed, and he just says, if somebody could make some kind of loud noise and get their attention, we might be able to get away. And he's trying to just start shuffling in a direction that looks safe. So I guess just away from this gathering of the thralls and the Mouse Pyre King.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's easy enough to start doing.
I think I will heed that call and try to knock that group back by using Burn Everything.
All right.
Which is, if landed, 3 harm area magic. So I'm just going to try to send a green wave of energy through this crowd of thralls coming at us so that we can get away. What is a use magic roll? If it's okay with you, I'm going to roll that.
Yep.
Blended. That is 9 on the dice plus 3. 12.
All right, I think. How do you describe this?
I am currently carrying a foam sword, I believe, so I am just going to, from hip to shoulder, make an arc that exudes green energy in a wave out towards that group and just knocks them all on their asses.
All right, yeah, I think that works. You send out the wave, and it's like, it's basically like watching someone play through a Dynasty Warriors game, and it just, and pulling off like a heavy hitting move, you just see like everyone go flying.
Run. And I'm going to follow the cat wherever the cat runs. Excuse me. I should call you your name. I'm going to follow Mr. Meowser, whichever way he runs.
Senor
Mouse.
I don't mind being called a cat man, by the way.
Okay.
It's acceptable.
Yeah, I think hearing all of this, Alexander like sees this thing in front of him and sees it trapped, but knows it's like starting to kind of break free. He's so tempted to take a pot shot at this thing, but he doesn't think that that's like a good idea. And so he backs off and follows after Meowser and Mr. Green.
Please, Mr. Green's my father.
Yeah, Teddy's also going to follow, and if she catches up with Wily, she's going to try to help him with the kid.
All right. Raj?
Darn it. You know what? I had stepped away for a second. Catch me up real quick.
Everyone realized it's a good idea to run away. Running, and you just saw R.A. Green wave a foam sword to just send people flying like a Dynasty Warriors game.
Good question. Is there a fire extinguisher by me?
There is. There's a fire extinguisher. Yeah, because you're over by the where the boost would be like for snacks and stuff. So yeah, there's one inside.
Raj, Raz is just going to grab a fire extinguisher and toss it in the crowd and shoot it.
All right. Roll act under pressure.
Under pressure.
There it is.
Ooh, my worst stat. Cool. Raz is not cool.
Yep, he's definitely not cool. That's a six.
Yikes.
Crushed it. Can I help him?
Yeah.
I'm also not cool, but I did just send a magical shockwave, so I can maybe knock the fire extinguisher where it needs to be. Let's try it. Oh, that's beautiful. 10 on the dice. Flat.
Nice.
You get a plus one.
I think what happens is, Raz, you do this as the wave goes out, and it kind of knocks the it knocks the fire extinguisher off balance, and then Ari, you see this, and just kind of like me, I was thinking like maybe like a like almost like a, as I hate to say it, a D&D term, mage hand kind of slam it back or slap it down.
I think that was my first successful help out in my entirety of podcasting.
Wow.
Congratulations. Wow. I never help. Wow.
And what a help out it was.
What a help out.
And so then the
spike in a fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you spike it down, and then Raz, you fire into this, and it explodes, and it creates this cloud of foam while knocking others off balance. No, are you gonna?
He utilizes the greatest technique he's ever been taught. Run!
Yep. So,
tactical retreat.
Okay, and I think you have a couple options for running to safety. There's a convention room that's dark off to the side, or like it looks like off to the side. It looks like it was may have been like the used to be the. Is that, do Sears have an auto section?
Yes.
Yeah, it used to be
every time I go to the mall.
Yeah, it's like an auto section that's been returned into a convention area, but there doesn't seem to be anything in there. There's also, ironic, funny enough, there's also an entrance. You'll see an entrance to the restrooms. And
I mean, my first thought was run into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good place to leave that kid, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can bar the door magically if need be, but let's all head in there.
Yeah.
All right, so you all head into the restroom?
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think Wiley would definitely lead us in there. So I think what Wiley's doing, like he's leading the charge here. He gets into the bathroom and he just finds one of the stalls, and he's holding the kid's hand and like kind of not dragging them along, but kind of leading them along. And gets him in the stall, and he just kind of crouches down and says, "All right, you ever see me try and sneak around and hide on the show?"
I think that he's like just starting to sniffling, and he's softly crying, but he nods a little bit.
So, do that right now. Pretend that you're hiding from somebody that I would hide from, and stay in here, okay?
Okay. What's going on? My mom,
we're gonna help your mom. We're gonna help your mom, okay?
Okay. And I think as you say that, the kid hugs you.
Ma. Wiley will hug them back.
Your mom's fine. I sent her home.
Hey, Ari, I just remember, that reminds me of something.
Yes.
Roll me another, was it Dark Pass? I believe we had it. Yeah. Because, you might recognize a voice there, since we were talking.
Yeah, is that a sharp or weird?
Let me double check. They have it in my messages. It's,
I believe it's weird, but I don't have.
Yeah, it's a plus weird.
Beautiful. Ooh, that is 3 on the dice. Plus 3 is a 6.
Okay, the voice sounds familiar, but you just pass it off as
the voice of the child?
Oh, no, the voice of the guy talking, the old man.
Oh, okay.
It's familiar, but it's not familiar enough. It's strange, but it's not something that you recognize at this time. I think it might be thinking just the moment. Just
there's a lot going on.
Yeah. I think the kid also kind of starts crying harder at what Rash said. Panicking.
Are any of you magic users?
I am, yeah. A little bit.
I was when I was an angel.
It's not what I asked.
I have this stick. That's about
it. Nice stick. It is a lovely stick.
It chopped a van in half. It's a very good stick.
I will steer clear of the stick.
I think my existence is magical, but I can't do magic.
All right. Well, at least there's two of us. We need to banish whatever is happening to these creatures out of these convention goers. If we can get them all in one place, perhaps we could set up a sort of magical trap, some sort of big magical trap to banish them simultaneously.
Sounds good. So we just need to corral them all in one place and find something to hone in on.
Perhaps we could create a large sigil of some sort.
Do I still have the plush that tried to latch on to me before all of this like big fighting started?
Roll me a plus luck.
Okay. Or
roll me a luck.
Okay, so this will be... Do you round up on your luck? So it'll be luck half
down, I believe.
I think roll down.
Okay, so this will be plus 3. Some people round up, some people round down, so I wanted to ask.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's cocked.
Excuse me.
It's on the floor, and it's cocked. Hold on. Okay, 5 and a 3 plus 3 is 11?
Beautiful.
Yes. Nice.
Right. You notice it's still stuck on your trident.
It's just stuck on the end, so I just, like, lift up the trident and, like, pull it off. I'm like, oh, hey, this is one of their little, minions. Maybe we can use this to help with the ritual and focus in on their magic to get rid of them.
It's a little rat, like a stuffed rat?
Yeah.
I would like to try and cast the bones on this rat.
All right.
It is a move that is sort of a divination spell. If I am touching something, I can roll to see what information I can gain from it magically.
Okay.
Strange, because it is a plus sharp roll, but I'm not too shabby at that. Of course, I rolled 5 plus 2 is 7. Wonderful. On a 7 to 9, I hold 1. One of the questions that is specific to Cast the Bones is, what can I gain from this person, place, thing, or creature? I think I would like to... You know, let's skip that. The other question is, who has touched this person, place, thing, or creature before me? So I would like to... grab it off of the trident and focus in on it and see how many hands this rep has gone through.
I think as you're focusing on it, there are a lot of hands. But here's the weird thing is only a handful of those are human hands.
Oh, good.
And I don't know. Well, here's a funny thing. Here's a really funny thing. I'm actually pulling from some lore here. as you're focusing on this, you feel something strange about it. That not all of it, but a piece of it. An old friend may have caught up. But it is weird because you're kind of. I think what you get off of this is this, whatever's anim. I think you're feeling on this that whatever's going on here, this is someone. You kind of get the feeling that a lot of these things are building more of them in the back. I think the best way to put it is because there's many tiny paws you can feel that have touched this. So there are probably a lot more in here than you guys can even guess at. But you do also you feel kind of a tinge in that something is still touching it, not in a physical sense. But there is...
Go ahead. Sorry.
Like, I'm using this question generously, but I think this works. Like, you feel a tendril of something in the air. If that makes sense, that's still touching this thing, even though it's not physically touching it, it is connected. And
it's the sort of thing that we could follow. This cartoon-ass smoke tendril.
Yeah, you could definitely track this, I think, with your magic. And I think the interesting thing is, roll me a plus sharp quickly.
Well, that is boxcars plus two, so 14.
As you're looking up and you're divinating this and following this area, you have a really startling and shocking revelation. It's not one thing touching it. What you're seeing, this weird connection, it's like a spider web.
No good.
There are several tendrils touching this thing going in several other directions. But they're all, I think what you pick up from this with that high of a roll is they're all very small. So you get kind of a sense there is this. Something about this is a hive mind, possibly, or that all these things are connected.
Wonderful. Okay, team. Circle up. I know I'm kind of a big personality, so if anyone wants to interject, please do so. But what I've gained from this is that all of these creatures are connected, which means they're likely on their way here now. So, we can either lock the door, go out and fight, or... I don't know. Any options? We need to stop these people from being possessed. We need to go to the center of this web of a hive mind and stop whatever is creating it.
Is there a central stage for like announcements and performances at this convention?
Yeah, there's like, I want to say there's a booth set up, and you guys did see what looked like a booth in the middle of the convention center.
Okay. I'm going to say that like while we were running through this, I grabbed a map because we needed to find Ari's booth in the first place.
Right. And
I'm going to take out that map and just point to that like central stage booth and say, if we want to accomplish all of this, I think we should head here and we lock the door behind us and bar it from anything being able to get in here after this kid.
I completely agree. Teddy, do you have the capabilities to bar that door? I can cut us a tear from here into the main stage.
Yeah, I should be able to do that.
It's like a teleportation wall that you can walk through for anyone uninformed.
It's really cool.
Magic.
It's really cool.
Oh, useful.
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
That would have helped me on a lot of heists in the past.
Is this one of those situations where it's going to completely deconstruct me and then reconstruct me on the other side? Or
no promises.
Fair enough.
Okay, I guess I'm going to try to bar the door. I'm trying to bar the door to the bathroom from these vampire mice.
Just in case they try to come for the child, yes.
All right. Let's do this. Is 4 on the dice plus 3 is 7.
Incredible.
Yes.
Nice. Very close.
Okay.
Success is still a success.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for glitches, I'll take one harm.
Okay. Yeah, I think you start to cast the spell and the book flips open to a page and it kind of flickers for a second. And I think the book looks red. It looks like it's been written in blood, and it instructs you for casting this that you have to bar these vampires. You have to perform a It basically tells you to. Basically, you end up doing is it tells you you need to use blood to bar this. So it has you prick your finger and you actually draw a sigil on the door that blocks it from the vampires. If that works for you, River.
Sure. Yeah. Teddy's not super wild about that. Later on, she's going to have a conversation with her grimoire about no blood. We don't like that. It scares the children.
Desperate times and all that.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, that should do it, though. It should be safe. Take care of these little...
The three blind mice will come here? You're the child, see?
Three blind mice, and Teddy's gonna walk over and kind of kneel in front of the kid and hide the finger that's still bleeding from view.
He nods and goes, "My mom took me to the back. There was a room where they were taking kids and adults, and for three giant blind mice, they kept on looking ahead. You know, they weren't their eyes weren't moving."
And that thing that we were dealing with earlier, that was one of the blind mice. That was one of them.
The kid nods.
Yeah. And she's going to pat the kid's shoulder a little bit and just be like, yeah, we're taking care of all three of them. Don't worry, kiddo. And I'm going to stand up and rejoin the group and look at everyone and kind of just be like, problem tripled. Let's go.
Okay, everybody stand back a moment. Small child, we are going to leave now in a interdimensional passageway. Please do not follow us, and we will send your mother back to you when she is cured of her ailment, and remember, you never saw any of us. And I'm going to try to tear through, and using this foam sword, cut a slice through the fabric of space-time. Let's see what happens.
As one does.
As one
no
does.
No big deal.
You no know, deal. Normal, everyday thing.
I do it a lot. It's totally fine. Okay. 5 on the dice, plus 3 is 8. So on a 7 to 9,
the tear opens, but I pick a glitch. This glitch is... I'm just going to take one harm. I want to get us there, so I'm going to take a harm.
Okay.
I think I cut myself on some porcelain that I broke creating this tear.
Yeah, I like that. Like you cut this tear and it's just a little too close to the wall and you guys just literally see like a piece of porcelain chip off the wall and hit Ari's hand and bounce off.
If it makes you feel any better, I will go first.